Indian shares slipped on Monday as a rise in domestic coronavirus cases and worries over a second wave of infections in China sapped investors and number 39, appetite for riskier assets. As of Monday, COVID-19 cases in India had surged well past 332,400 and deaths were over 9,500. India is the fourth worst affected country in the world. The NSE Nifty 50 index was down 0.9% at 9,878.45 by 0430 GMT, while the S&P PBSE Sensex was down 1.1% at 33,404.42. Beijing also recorded dozens of new cases in recent days, all linked to a major wholesale food market, raising concerns about a resurgence of the disease. Fears of a second wave of infections and a fall in oil prices kept Asian shares in negative territory, with MSCI and number 39, broadest index of Asia Pacific shares outside Japan, edging 0.3% lower. And what? The rising cases of coronavirus is causing investors across the globe to tread cautiously, and what, said Anand James, chief market strategist at Geojit Financial Services in Kochi. And what, there is lower risk appetite and there is some hesitation. And what? Financial stocks were among the worst hit in Mumbai trading. The Nifty Banking Index, one of the worst performing sectors this year, was down 2.49%. Shares of Reliance Industries, the country and number 39's most valuable company, was down 0.5%. The oil to telecoms conglomerate and number 39's rights issue, the country and number 39's biggest, is set to debut on Monday. Shares of Tata Motors Limited fell as much 3.28% and was among the top three drags on the Nifty 50. The carmaker is due to post quarterly results later in the day. Pharma stocks were in the green, with the Nifty Pharma Index rising 1.6%. Drugmakers Cadila Healthcare Limited and Dr. Reddy and number 39's Laboratories Limited rose after striking licensing pacts with US drugmaker Gilead Sciences to manufacture and market potential COVID-19 drug Remdesivir.